Welcome. It is 12 minutes after 5 o'clock, getting a little bit of a late start this morning. That's okay. Time has actually slowed down a little bit because it's so cold. I don't know if you know this or not. The colder it is, the slower the time-space continuum. So we're fine. Everything's good. You're not late for work. Everything's going great. President Obama going to be in Milwaukee tomorrow night.
You going?
Oh, gosh. Let me think. No. No, but I think it's interesting. He's going to do a little speech on Thursday. I find that very interesting.
This is what presidents do after the State of the Union. I mean, they make a tour around the country and give speeches on some of the policies that they want to.
You can't. And, of course, he's got to come to Wisconsin because you can't let Governor Walker have all the spotlight. Nope.
Dang straight, baby.
Which is interesting because that tells me that the Dems are saying, oh. You heard about this guy, Walker? Yeah. Looks like he may be a contender. Yeah. Well, what does Hillary say? Hillary says get rid of him. Okay. I'll go out there and see what I can do. Okie dokie. Which, by the way, did you see that Hillary said she hasn't driven a car since 1997?
Is that right?
Yeah. Hillary says she has not driven a car since 1997. Doesn't mean she hasn't been in the back seat of one, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, stop it.
Well, she has. She's been in limos and other kind
right,
of things,
right.
You know? Why would you, well, what were you thinking?
Think of it this way. I mean,
you're naughty.
First lady, you don't have to drive a car. So that was 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Secretary of State, you don't have to drive a car. So
right.
That was another 4 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to? Don't you enjoy driving?
In Washington, D.C. traffic? Probably not, huh?
It's not that bad.
It's not?
No. I mean, it's bad, but it's not that bad. I enjoy
if
going
If you
out.
Could have, I know you don't live that far away from the station, but if you could have a driver pick you up every morning, have a heated car waiting for you to get into and drive you to work, you wouldn't take advantage of that perk? Of course you would.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're going to talk about that. yeah, I would. I would love to have a limo pick me up.
Absolutely.
And here's what would happen. The limo would pick me up. There would be coffee and some kind of breakfast
right?
in the car
absolutely.
as we came into the studio. Absolutely. I would love that.
You know, I've had an up close and personal with this because for a time I was working in Westchester County, but I lived in Connecticut. I had a 45-minute commute.
Now, that's a commute, man.
Well, but I was on the air in the morning, so there was no traffic. In fact, you couldn't make that commute during rush hour. It'd take 3 hours to get to work. You'd have to live closer. But also in Fairfield County, Connecticut, where I lived, Don Imus, famous radio morning host, he lived in Southport for a while. He had an apartment in New York City, but he had a home in Southport.
Don Imus chews gum on the air all the time.
When he was in Southport, he had a limo that came and picked him up. There are many times while I was speeding down the Merritt Parkway towards my job that it was the limo that was on the road at 2:45 or 3 o'clock in the morning. It was the Don Imus limo.
Now, how'd you know it was his limo?
Well, whose else would it be? Well, it could be people going to work at the Today Show or Good Morning America.
Anyway.
They get picked up.
I know that it was his limo because I spoke to the limo driver at the rest area once. There was one morning that we both were filling up gas. We're the only guys at the mobile station on the Merritt Parkway. He's putting something into his, and I'm putting car into mine. I says, he sleeps the whole way into New York.
He says
he tumbles out of his house and whatever, and sleeps in the back seat of the limo.
I guess
tells me he doesn't do a lot of preparation before he goes on the air. He sort of just wings it, doesn't he?
And that's
think?
Why his show sucks. You cannot do a morning show without prep. You just can't, unless you've gotten to the point where it's like, I'm on the air forever, and I don't care. And all right, Don Imus. Well, thanks for being here. That's all he does. Anyway.
Maybe a little more.
And occasionally calls the basketball players nappy-headed hoes. Right?
Yeah. got to stir up some controversy.
Don't ever do that again. That's really annoying.
What? Last time I was in Vegas, it was getting near the show times. You know, the shows were getting ready to start. And all of these helicopters are flying over. I mean, there's like two or three of them that went by. And I asked the person that we were with, I said, what's the deal with all the choppers? He said, well, that's the people that have these the shows, like Britney Spears and, you know,
and
Carrot Top.
Choppering in from their houses to their gig.
Yeah.
If
they've got a short stay, they usually have a place in the hotel.
Because the strip is too crowded for limos. It would take too long.
Exactly. Yeah. So they chopper in.
Nice.
And I thought, now that's cool, too. But the whole thing we were saying, and then we'll get started with the show, is I would miss driving. I love to drive. There are times when it's like, come on, let's all pile in the car and let's go for a drive. Let's just, I just got to head out. I would miss it. I would miss it terribly because I really enjoy driving.
And besides, if I'm in the car alone, I can crank the stereo and sing as badly as I want, as loud as I want. If somebody else is in the car, I really don't want to do that.
Thank God.
What's the matter? You guys cold?
Oh, man, that's cold. It's freezing.
If we don't do something soon, we'll all freeze to death.
The cold is making everybody crankier.
You have no idea what I'm going through. I'm freezing.
You're as cold as ice.
Ice, baby. Runaway warming pushed the planet into an ice age.
Ice, baby. Igloos and Eskimos and penguins and ice.
Baby, it's cold outside.
It's completely frozen.
Cold, 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 cold.
The news, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.